Good morning. I speak. I'm an attorney by training, but I'm also an assistant in the cabinet of the President of the Republic, and I will be speaking about the withdrawal of MONUSCO. And as you know, MONUSCO was in the DRC in a withdrawal plan that started in 2021 in Kasai. And then on the second stage consisted in the province of Tanganyika. And lastly, the third stage. The next stage is the one in South Kivu in June 2024. So the withdrawal plan supported by the Peace Consolidation Fund, as you know. And this fund is a fund that is set up based on a request presented by the President of the Republic to the Secretary General of the United Nations in order to support the DRC for the transition when MONUSCO withdraws and to bolster the stability and peace efforts underway. Against that backdrop, the Peace Consolidation Fund follows the eligibility requirements and has supported several programs in the province of Kasai, where MONUSCO has withdrawn, mainly supporting social cohesion issues and local governance, trying to find long-lasting solutions for persons displaced during conflict. And this was also true in Tanganyika. It's a very inclusive approach, includes civil society, and uses strategies to promote cohesion among communities. And women's organizations are quite active in that process, trying to establish local committees for peace and security that bring together communities that before were fighting each other, but now working along with the police also, because that means that the police, which represents the power and the administration, will be there to assist communities come together, and they are there providing safe, secure communities. Also, we have activities to generate income for women that were victims of violence in the past, and they need support to be reintegrated into their communities. So we have activities that generate income for them. And we also have training for the youth, so that youth, which before was used as a tool for war, can now be included into society, so that they are not falling prey to the hands of the oppressor. So the government is not sitting there with their arms crossed. They have reform programs in the justice sector and in the security sector, with the police reform program mainly, in order to fill the security gap left with the withdrawal of MINUSCA. And the first stage concluded in 2024, and for 4 5 years, more or less, the DRC benefited from the support of international partners, mainly the United Nations system, but also bilateral cooperation in the security sector in the DRC. And that first stage allowed us to identify the areas of work to have stability. And as I said, that is to bring together communities that before were at odds with each other in Tanganyika, in Kasai, and this ended in 2024. This first stage has been assessed, and the DRC has a new eligibility request, who's going to start in 2025 and will conclude work in other areas of conflict that were not covered by the previous one. We're talking about Kamut and other areas that can be subject to violence, like Tchopo. So we're not staying with our arms crossed. Working with international partners, we're setting up new strategies to ensure that there is no security gap and to protect civilians, which is an important point. We want to support women who are a part of the entire peace process.